That's my point. Is it because you like the new way? You like the substitute, or you like the slogan, or is it because it's true? Well, it might not be true every situation. It's true because it's true sometimes. It's true if it fits into the desired outcome, not if it doesn't, and not if it's not correct, and not if it can't, right? Values can be applied, or values sometimes dictate that you apply different values in different times, right? So I think that's true with mental health also. There was a time where mental health was swept under the carpet. It was a stigma, and so on and so forth. And there was very little mental health awareness, and therefore very little intervention, even when intervention was really needed, right? Which was wrong, which was a problem.
You are listening to the JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
And I am Rabbi Levi.
And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome everyone back to the JP Show. It's been a while. Hope everyone had a good summer break and is well rested.
It has been a while.
As I think my lady looks very rested. Before we start, please subscribe if you're watching it on YouTube, or give us a review if you're watching it on the podcast platforms. So, Rabbi Levi, how was your break?
Break was great. It was very well needed, and I can actually think clearly, which is great. And
You
now
didn't
we're.
think clearly. You didn't think clearly before?
No, actually. Someone actually told me this is, I'm not going to mention the person's name, but it was on Shabbos. So I'm one of the many things I do is I'm the chazan and shul. So someone came over to me this week and told me that he hasn't heard. It was a sort of like blunt guy who says it the way things are. I didn't mean it in a bad way. He was trying to compliment me, and he said that, you're really into it today, and I haven't heard you like that for a long time. So it seems like you had a good break.
You were kind of fizzling out there at the end last year.
So, I took it that means that the break was a good break.
It's good. Everyone needs a break once in a while, so that's great.
That's right, exactly.
So back into it. What's on today?
Back into things, the full schedule. So I wanted to discuss something which may overlap with things we've discussed in the past, but I think it's just a good idea in general. There's a lot of confusion going on in the world and different things happening. So I want to discuss the following topic, that just because something is wrong doesn't make the other thing right. I think we can apply that to many different examples and many different areas in life. In other words, sometimes when we diagnose a problem, the diagnostics are correct. What you said is correct, but your solution isn't. In other words, just because the thing which you diagnose is not good doesn't mean that your other option is good. I think we see this even in the political world, and even places in Europe, like where there's been like sort of a far left ideology until now. It seems to be like a push all the way to the far, sort of like a Nazi like right, which, just because one way is not good doesn't mean another way is good, right? So, I mean, I think we can apply this to many things. I mean, one example that comes to mind is parenting, or education, children. The previous generation misbehaved, you got smacked in the face, and you got put into line. Now, I don't know, that's self the whole discussion. Was that wrong then? I don't know, but there's definitely something wrong about it, and it definitely doesn't work today. But then what do? We just permit everything. Like we say, okay, the solution is just, anything goes, and let the children decide, and just because being mean is not good doesn't mean letting everything go is good.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
That's it. That's your only comment.
No, I've got a lot to say.
Oh, okay.
It's a very, very important topic. But I'm just saying, with the parenting thing, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm reading an unbelievable book now, just parenthetically, and to digress for a moment. I'm reading a really good book now by Dr. Leonard Sachs called The Collapse of Parenting. He's got a lot to say on this topic. But I think from a Jewish point of view, this is like a really important topic because, you talked about diagnosing something before, right? So the question is, why do you diagnose what you diagnose? Why have you come to that conclusion? And this is just hear me out here for a second, because I think you can diagnose a problem for two reasons, or you can respond to a problem for two reasons. One is because it just doesn't fit with you, either because it's too hard, or it's not your personality, or I don't know, you've got a certain set of values, but sort of set of principles and philosophies you should decide, or other people are talking about it, and it works for other areas. So you're kind of obsessed with that now, and that's your extreme for the moment. And that's why you diagnose something as being wrong. Or you can diagnose something because it's incorrect. In other words, it's ineffective because it's not right. In other words, your focus is not what works, what doesn't work, what's works for you, what doesn't work for you, but your focus is what is the correct thing. So, in other words, the difference is it about me, my response, or is it about what's the correct based on value systems? And in the Torah, of course, we're talking about not just my values, we're talking about absolute values, the values of the Torah and so on, right? So let's break that down. Because what often happens, what you're describing really is the very famous syndrome called the pendulum syndrome, where people move away from one thing because it's not right or it's not working, so they go to the other extreme, right? And don't have the capacity to be nuanced. And the reason is that because it's like, so the previous generation, people complain that their parents or their grandparents are very strict and over harsh and all that kind of stuff, right? So they don't like harshness, they don't like strictness, it didn't work for them. So what do? Got to replace harshness. Because all they know is it's either harshness or this permissiveness, right? One of the two. But in the Torah, the call, what we are called upon to do is to set aside your personality, set aside your biases, set aside everything that's got to do with you, and look at the thing, look at the truth. What is the truth, right? Truth is to have and the truth is obviously part of looking at the truth is what's the outcome? What do I actually want to achieve, right? Nothing to do with what I want to do is what I want to achieve. What's the also got to do with the truth? Otherwise, what does God want me to accomplish in the world, right? So using parenting as an example. So, okay, maybe it was. They were too harsh and they smacked people, it didn't work, and then people rebelling and all that kind of stuff, right? But actually, so maybe we have to move away from it. But what does it mean moving away from it? Not the outcome. The outcome is exactly the same. The outcome is to bring up well-rounded children, responsible children, children with values, children with responsibility, children with resilience, children with, all kinds of good values, right? So if you just flip to the other side, you go to the other extreme, because I couldn't handle one extreme, so I'm going to try a complete substitute because that's all I know. I know one or the other, then you're going to land up with the same problem. So you've got to be able to be nuanced, look at, okay, that didn't work, but the outcome was good. I've got to sift off because the truth was good. The desire was good. Now, how do I make that work in a different way? Which might be through a bit of balance, and it might be through what we call in Kabbalistic language, chesed and gevurah. I mean, maybe I need to be less harsh, but still firm, still have discipline, still have structure. Yes, put more love, maybe, and know how to balance those two things together and put it into the mix. I don't know if that was too philosophical or not, but I think
No, I
that's.
think that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. I think this is true in many areas. Yeah, I think what you just said definitely applies to my example about before about education, and children and all that. Would you say the same thing is true also about perhaps, maybe it's a little bit more controversial, when it comes to like mental health issues, where is in the past we sort of society as a whole ignored these problems, in whatever way, whether it was locking people away or just sort of just overlooking things, putting things under the carpet, and people were just forced to disregard their mental health. Whereas today we have a huge emphasis on mental health and
I think that's very true then. Before I answer this question, let's go back to parenting for a second. It's actually a very funny story that I just mentioned that book before. But just to bring out the point, so it tells a story in that book about because he was this guy was a GP for family doctor for like 30 years. Plus he has a PhD in psychology and so on. So he says that an 8-year-old daughter was brought in by the mother, right? To sort of, yeah, I'm telling the story, I want to bring out the point even stronger. Right, brought in by the mother because she had a really sore throat. The mother thought she has an infection. Maybe she needs antibiotics. So the doctor, as a doctor would normally do, says, "Okay, yeah, here, let me have a look." And the kid refuses to open up her mouth. Now, in my day, a doctor just said to the mother, "Look, could you help out?" So the mother either goes and bribes the child, or forces the child. I mean, the doctor's got to see your throat. Like, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, we'll worry about what you want or you don't want later, right? So he says to the mother, could you please help? So the mother responds, her body, her choice. Now, it's a typical thing because, in other words, you know, you've picked up a new thing about people having choice and their body, whether that's right or wrong. It's not relevant.
Well, you know, I think just that expression can be used in a correct scenario, right?
We're talking about. But it's correct, so I go, when it's correct. That's the point I want to make.
Right.
It's a good slogan when it's the truth,
right.
When it's right.
Right.
Because you heard a slogan, because society came with another slogan now, you happen to love that slogan, it doesn't mean that's always correct. No, it's not correct. That's because you like it, so now you're going to apply it to everything. Even when your kid refuses to open up their mouth for the doctor to have a look at it, right? That's pathetic.
Right.
That's my point. Is it because you like the new way, or you like the substitute, or you like the slogan? Or is it because it's true? Well, it might not be true every situation. It's true because it's true sometimes. It's true if it fits into the desired outcome, not if it doesn't, and not if it's not correct, and not if it can't, right? Values can be applied, or values sometimes dictate that you apply different values in different times, right? So I think that's true with mental health also. There was a time where mental health was swept under the carpet. It was a stigma and so on and so forth. And there was very little mental health awareness and therefore very little intervention, even when intervention was really needed, right? Which was wrong, which was a problem. Society brought about an awareness of mental health, and it became destigmatized, and it became okay to go to therapy and to say, I'm not okay, and so on and so forth, right? Now, it's a really good and popular view. The problem is, it's not always good. You need to know. Awareness of mental health is a fantastic thing, but there's no question that there's an over-pathologizing going on today, and there's an over-obsession with self that every time someone feels a little bit off, like people always did since time immemorial, right? So therefore you run to a therapist. I mean, you can't find a therapist for really serious things today because they're busy treating people who are, I don't know, people look at them the wrong way, or they're just busy with their emotions that they feel off, and they feel vulnerable, and they feel this and they feel that. It's not always, you don't need always therapy. Sometimes just regular life challenges. You just need to grow up and take responsibility and be a bit tough, right?
Yeah.
There was something in that toughness that was in the previous generation. You don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? So it's exactly the same thing. It's because you adopt a view which is popular. I like it. It's good. It makes sense. So now we just apply it all over the place. That's because I like it, or we like it. But you've got to look. No, it's a nice view. Does it fit in? Is it always healthy? What's the truth? What is needed? What's the correct thing? It might be correct in this case, but not in this case.
Right. Another area that came to mind, could be all connected, but like this idea that we very much emphasize today, people taking care of themselves, boundaries. And I think there's definitely truth to that. And a person shouldn't be what we call in Yiddish a shmata, right? You know, people just walk all over you. But then like we go to the other extreme and you can never do anything that's uncomfortable, even if, you know, whether it's in a marriage, for example. Right, so there's a lot of awareness about domestic violence and abuse and even emotional abuse and all of that, which is obviously terrible. But at the same time, we have to know the difference between that and because you made a commitment to someone, so yeah, you could do sometimes things that are uncomfortable for you. Obviously, as long as you are choosing to do it, obviously you shouldn't be forced to do it, and then it's abuse. But even that, even like this idea that I'm going to choose to do something that's uncomfortable for myself because I commit to someone, it's almost like it's a problem. Like you're going against your own boundaries, so to speak. Like we've gone totally.
You see. Also, I think it's got to do with, and this goes to the same idea, right? When you look at the truth instead of what you want, or what fits with you, you also learn to navigate conflicting values. And values do conflict, right? I want to connect to something else in a minute. So yes, there's a value of taking care of yourself. There's also a value of putting yourself to a side and doing for others. That is a value, which means, like you say, being uncomfortable to make room for another. That's the basis of all relationships. If no one ever was prepared to be uncomfortable to make room for another, they wouldn't. Marriage would cease to exist, or all relationships would cease to exist. It's kind of almost happened already. That's why relationships are in such trouble today, right? Because nowadays it's all about protecting self, because we've learned how you need to create boundaries and take care of yourself. All good things, and they have a place. They have a place. There's also a place for being uncomfortable and saying, no, you know what? I'm gonna make room for another, because it's a value. It's a value to make room for another. It's a value to be uncomfortable for, in general, to work hard, but to be uncomfortable for another, right? Can I just connect to something totally different? Because I think it's the same idea about conflicting values, right? Sometimes when you learn how to, when you look at what we call emes, in other words, you look at the truth, then you're able to achieve moral clarity. Otherwise, it's confusing. For example, in Judaism, there are a couple of values which conflict with each other. For example, one value is an absolute, in the extreme, value of life. Correct? We love life. We do everything. We'll break Shabbos, break all the mitzvot in order to save even a few hours of a person's life, and so on and so forth. Right? There's also a value of fighting evil, and there's a value of self-defense. All these things are true, right? Because also the world doesn't seem to understand this, which is why they sort of just like travel into areas which are completely kind of confusing and they don't know what to do with it, right? War is a value when it's a value. Israel's fighting a war, it's an absolute moral war. Does that mean we love it? No. We don't like it because we don't like to kill. But when you have to, you have to. Not because, it's nothing to do with what you like or what you don't like. It's got to do with doing what's correct. Right? Doing what's correct. That's why, by the way, in parenting, also go back to parenting, you have the same thing. Sometimes you have a parent who's over tough. Sometimes you have, I mean, besides that, today there's this sort of thing about, everything's okay. But even still, you have like those parents who are over disciplinary, over tough, and then you have those who just can't say no, right? But I think again, it has to come back to this. It's not about us. It's not about what we feel or what we like or what is popular, what seems to make sense for the moment. It's about looking at what is correct. When you look at what is correct, then you have to navigate conflicting values. Today was correct to hug my child 17 million times. So afternoon is correct to be tough and say, no, you can't do this. And if you do this, there's consequences. They're both correct and they can live together. As long as I take myself and my biases and my dispositions out of the picture. Same thing with war. We love life. We don't like to kill. We'll never like to kill. But sometimes it doesn't matter what you like. You've got to do it because that's moral, and you have to hold those two things at the same time.
It's all about living with the truth. It's all about living for something, well, basically, really living to live a godly life and to live for the true purpose of why we're here, and that guides everything we do.
Correct. So in Judaism, it's a little bit easier in a way. Sometimes harder, but in a way, it's easier because. Yeah, you do need to go out of yourself a little bit, but also it means you're on good ground. Like you know that there's a transcendent God who gave us transcendent values and morality. And it's about always asking the question, what does he think the correct thing to do is?
Yeah.
Then I know if I do what our moral compass guides us to do, then we know we're doing the right thing, and we have to feel confident about that.
For sure. All right. Great to be back.
It
And
is.
looking forward to an amazing, amazing term ahead.
Yeah, there's lots of good things happening at Bina this term, this
Stay
year.
tuned.
Please stay tuned. Please watch the emails, the WhatsApps. If you're not sure what is going on, please either go to our website, bina.com.au, or contact us and we will guide you.
Absolutely.
Very good. Have a good day,
Great one.
everyone.